Israel is promising to cooperate with a fact-finding mission into the recent violence at the Jenin refugee camp. The mission was approved unanimously last night by the United Nations Security Council. Palestinians accuse the Israelis of staging a massacre at Jenin. Israeli Foreign Minister Shimon Peres has denied the allegations, and he told UN Secretary General Kofi Annan that Israel has nothing to hide. Joining us now from Jerusalem is NPR's Mike Schuster. Mike, international attention's focused on the UN fact-finding mission on the violence in Jenin. What are people focusing on inside the region?
Well, I think that Jenin has become a major issue in this war, and although there isn't fighting right now on the West Bank, both sides are jockeying for position over what has happened in Jenin, what its impact will be on the continuing conflict here, and how it will be perceived internationally. It was very significant that the U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for the Near East, William Burns, visited the Jenin camp. He's the highest official from the United States to visit it, and he pronounced it a human tragedy that has caused a great deal of human suffering to thousands of Palestinians. I'd say that the Israeli government is certainly on the defensive about what happened there and its version of what happened there. And the Palestinian leadership is pressing this issue continuously.
Beyond Jenin, Mike, what's happening in the wider conflict?
Well, the wider conflict is still not finished. There's a lot of concern here about what will be the next step. Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has said that he will pull his forces out of parts of the West Bank by the end of this weekend. Most of Israel's troops and tanks have been pulled out of Jenin, but they've taken up positions around the city. They still occupy Palestinian territory, and they still control who goes into Jenin and who gets out of Jenin, and so that the noose is still tight around Jenin. By tomorrow, the Israeli army is supposed to pull out of Nablus, the largest Palestinian city on the West Bank, but again, it will probably be to positions around the city, and therefore it is unlikely that the Palestinians will accept this as a withdrawal. They've already talked about it as a pullback, not a pullout. Still, the Israeli forces maintain the control around Yasser Arafat's compound in Ramallah and in the center of Bethlehem around the Church of the Nativity. So even though there is not fighting at the moment, there's the potential for the outbreak of violence, and there is uncertainty about what each side is going to do.
President Bush called on Israel 2 weeks ago to withdraw immediately from the Palestinian areas, and today, Mr. Bush repeated calls for a pullout, but he didn't identify a timetable. How do Israelis and Palestinians see the Bush administration's present position?
I think the Israeli government is very pleased about the position of President Bush, that he essentially backed off of his without delay demand that the Israeli army pull out of Palestinian territories it's occupied. The Palestinians, on the other hand, are very disappointed with the position of President Bush, and there is growing anger among the general population in the Palestinian territories. They see President Bush and the United States as essentially siding with Israel now in this conflict.
NPR's Mike Schuster in Jerusalem. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome, Korva.